Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. If you can arm your own immune cells to fight cancer, that's ideal. And for two decades, scientists have attempted to do that with T cells.
None came close to the remarkable success of a study at the University of Pennsylvania. Two out of three leukemia patients they treated remained cancer-free a year after nearly dying from their cancers. A third person is in partial remission.
The researchers were able to accomplish three things which had not been done together before. Engineer T cells to kill leukemic cells, have them multiply when inside the body, then diminish and leave a set of memory T cells to multiply again and kill leukemic cells that turn up later.
To do this, first, researchers extracted T cells, a type of immune cell, from the patient. The T cells were supplied with a gene that creates a chimeric antigen receptor, or CAR, on the surface of these T cells. CAR is supposed to recognize and kill B lymphocytes, which grow out of control in a chronic form of adult leukemia.
But in past clinical trials, when these CAR T cells were infused in the patient, they died before doing much damage to the tumor cells. In this newest study, however, researchers added an extra gene to the T cells called 4-1BB.
This molecule enhances the cell's tumor-killing ability and instructs CAR T cells to multiply and persist. But its killing response isn't so severe that it kills the patient, which has happened in other CAR T cell trials.
The interesting part of this study is researchers used a disarmed HIV to deliver these cancer-fighting genes into the T cells. This makes sense because HIV naturally targets T cells.
The success of this pilot test stunned the doctors, and now they're planning wider clinical trials. Though the therapy is years away from being available, it marks a significant advance in gene therapy against leukemia.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.